Call to order, Newcastle County Council meeting, May 27th, 2014, 6:30. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Holland?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Sweet?
Here.
Mr. Taggart?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, roll call bill 13 is present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Are there any corrections as we approve the minutes first?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
Second.
Motion to approve a second. Are there correction amendments to the meetings on meeting May 13th, 2014? Hearing none, there's motion approval of the minutes. We've done that already. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The minutes are hereby approved. Any announcements tonight from members of council? Councilmember Smiley, Councilmember Sheldon, Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Yes, Mr. President. For first appropriate time, I will be making a motion to suspend the rules to leave R14-093 on the table until later in the process.
Thank you, Councilmember Smiley. Councilmember Sheldon?
Yeah, Mr. President, thank you. Ordinance 14058 will not be introduced tonight.
Thank you, Councilmember Sheldon. Councilmember Kilpatrick?
Thank you, Mr. President. At the appropriate time, I'm going to be asked that 14138 be moved. It's an item J, that it be moved so that to presentation so that we can do a presentation tonight, and also that 14128 will be taken off of the consent calendar as we did not do the interview today.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Reiner.
Thank you. At the appropriate time, I'll be making a presentation after we approve the consent calendar in relation to 14-135.
Thank you, Councilmember Reiner. Any announcements? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 14053, to amend the pay plan arrangement paid for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employee Council 81, AFSCME, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFL-CIO, affiliate Local 1607, and adopt the revised class specification of Special Services Project Administrator. Ordinance 14054, to amend the pay plan arrangement paid for non-union unclassified service employees of the Executive Office. Ordinance 14055, appropriate funds from the Garston Trust portfolio to the Garston Trust Fund in order to provide funding for park maintenance for fiscal year 2015 to be administered by the Department of Special Services. Ordinance 14056, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 15, Finance and Taxation regarding the process for abatement of certain penalties. Ordinance 14057, to revise Chapter 6, Building and Structures, and Chapter 16, Fire Prevention, Protection, and Administration of the Volunteer Fire Service Assistance Fund of the Newcastle County Code regarding schedule of permit fees in the administration of the Volunteer Fire Service Assistance Fund. Ordinance 14059, to declare certain lands at 35 Olga Road owned by Newcastle County surplus and to permit their transfer and conveyance to the town of Ellesmere.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now hear reports from our committees. I'll start with the Finance Committee. Councilmember Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. Finance Committee met today, reviewed all of the budget items on this evening's agenda, along with other issues, and approved a couple of grants.
Thank you, Councilman. Anything on the budget?
A whole lot later in.
Later on tonight, correct. Community Services. Councilmember Diller.
Yes, the Community Services Committee met at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We received a very positive report from the Police Athletic League Executive Director, Mr. Jameson, and we also received details regarding PAL's fundraising and expanded services to the community and invited him back on a more regular basis.
Thank you, Councilmember. Technology Subcommittee, Mr. Weiner.
The Technology Subcommittee meeting met on the third Tuesday, at which time we talked about the new police procedures that are on the website and also provided an update on posting electronically documents in relation to the boards and commissions.
Thank you, Mr. Weiner. Executive Committee, we met today at 4 o'clock. We discussed several things, one being the reappointments to boards, commissions, and committees. Secondly, we discussed the authorization for the county exec to sign collective bargaining agreements. We also discussed, thirdly, amending pay rate for community service officer of the FOP and Local 1607. And we discussed extensively the state law regarding the County Board of Assessment. Moving on to consent calendar. The consent calendar, any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or objection. It will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and published in the newspaper, and they are available in the back of this room. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Yes, please remove Resolution 14128 at this time.
Thank you. Anyone else? Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
As have Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Resolution 14127, celebrating the 100th birthday of Mrs. Rachel Harley. Substitute number 2 to Resolution 14129, reappointing Deborah Horn to the Newcastle County Audit Committee. Resolution 14130, reappointing Joanna Bishop to the Newcastle County Ethics Commission. Resolution 14131, recognizing Dorothy J. Peterson for 60 years of dedicated active service to the Brandywine 100 Volunteer Fire Company Number 1 Ladies Auxiliary. Resolution 14132, recognizing Ronald E. Schmidt, Sr. for 45 years of dedicated active service to the Brandywine 100 Volunteer Fire Company Number 1. Resolution 14133, recognizing Stephen A. Rain for 45 years of dedicated active service to the Brandywine 100 Volunteer Fire Company Number 1. Resolution 14134, recognizing Walter R. Hurst for 60 years of dedicated active service to the Brandywine 100 Volunteer Fire Company Number 1. Resolution 14135, honoring the life and legacy of Joseph S. Setting. Resolution 14136, congratulating the Thomas Edison Charter School chess team for winning a national chess title at the 2014 Elementary Chess Championship.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll card reveals 13. Yes.
The consent calendar has been passed. We'll move now to presentations. Councilmember Kilpatrick, would you like to?
Yes, I move that we be allowed to go out of order in order to make a presentation and vote on 14138.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it, council member.
Thank you. I move that 14138 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 14138, congratulating the Delaware Swim Team on their outstanding performance at the National Age Group Swimming Association Showcase Classic.
Council member.
Do we have to vote on this first?
Yes.
Council members, do you have any?
Per title.
Per title. Council member, do you have any comments or questions on this? Public comment? Seeing none. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll card reveals 13. Yes.
Resolution 14-138 passed. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you.
I would ask that the members of the Delaware Swim Team join us in the front of the room and Councilman Sheldon also.
Sounds like cowbells. Can't be a cowbell. Thank you.
You need me to hold this?
Yeah.
You'll have to put them on the ground.
Heidi Dixon and Marie Dixon, Ashley Colasar, and Madison Colasar, Chelsea Liu, Sophia Makarova, Claire McGovern, Lauren Mattel, Isabella Paoletti, Olivia Paoletti, Thank you. so that we have the names Dan Bartel, Jacob Benson, Joe Dixon, Jacob Johnson, Emil Jurczyk, Joseph Oster, Brian Brum, Bradford Poole, and Sean Santos. And speaking for this council, congratulations. We understand that, this is a very, very active swim club, and we wish you all the best in future years. And if there's anything that any of you would like to say, we'd love to have you say it.
I just want to thank the council for the recognition. I've worked very hard as a group for the last 3 years. Not only putting together a lot of success here in the tri-state area in the Middle Atlantic region, but this was our first foray onto the national scene, competing against all the best across the nation, and I'm dedicated to their work.
Absolutely.
Mr. President?
Yes.
If it would please the chair, I know we have several parents and grandparents that are here trying to get a picture of their children and grandchildren from the back of the room. If it pleases the chair, could they please come down the center so they can get a closer picture?
It does please the chair. If you want to come down closer and take a photo, you're welcome.
Should have had the medals on. Should have had the medals around in there. Huh? maybe lean it. Maybe hold them. Maybe hold them. That's hold them.
Hold them high. Yeah? High five.
You see that on TV? Parents or school players.
Yeah.
They're off maybe trying to get close to the
Well, you got to get the banner. Oh, boy. We do have a meeting to run.
Parents, back up front.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Oh, there it goes. Okay.
This is great.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold the medals above the banner. There you go. Now
thank you.
Oh, jeez.
Looks too good now.
All right.
Give him another big hand. Thank you. Congratulations. We're very proud of you. Councilmember Weiner, do you have a presentation?
I do, Mr. President.
Yes.
I would like to call up the Joseph Zetti family, including Elmer Zetti, Uncle Joe. I'd like to have up Council Cartier is here, Council Beretta, and Council President Bullock. You stand next to me. This is Jay. Joseph, a lot of us know him. Judy. Uncle Charlie. Uncle Lou. Best friend Johnny DeBevo. Cousin Elmer. And who else is coming up now?
Aunt Diane.
And Uncle Rusty. Jim, do you have a, can you get this photo okay? I'd like to read, Jay, before I present this to you, notice the plaque. And what this says is resolution number 14-135, honoring the life and legacy of Joseph S. Setting, your grandfather. Joseph Setting was born April 23rd, 1934. He served in the U.S. Marine Corps, stationed in the United States and Japan. Honorably discharged as a corporal and received 3 decorations, a National Defense Service Medal, and 2 Good Conduct Medals. Joseph's nephew, our own Colonel Elmer Setting, recently described his Uncle Joe as a man who was extremely proud of being a United States Marine. The Colonel added, Uncle Joe was resilient, thoughtful, compassionate, and devoted to his family. The Colonel said that the most people did not know that Uncle Joe was a professional quick-draw artist. Upon retiring from DuPont Company, Chestnut Running, after almost 35 years, Joe worked for his son's business, Setting Properties. Joseph was loved and respected by everyone who knew him, and his legacy will live on in the many lives he touched. If there was one word that described Joseph, it was kind. He truly cared about people, and always was willing to lend a helping hand. He resided in Wilmington at Brandywine Park Condominiums and also in Rehoboth Beach. Joe Setting died May 8, 2014, holding his son's hand. Joe was survived by his son and daughter-in-law and his grandson, Jim, and many relatives and many friends. So we're now extending our heartfelt condolences to the family and friends, and this recent passing we honor. Now, on a personal note, I'd like to add that I remember Joe because he made sure that he paid my way through college and law school by always buying his son an ice cream bar every night when I came through my Jack and Jill ice cream truck. I think it was the rocket that you liked the best. And I remember your smiling face at the time. And although it was only 10 cents at the time, managed to buy enough of them to pay my rent for college. So with that, I'd like you to hold the flag. Can you hold that?
And then have a lot of ice cream.
Get a picture of it. You're going to hold it at the bottom.
It's pretty heavy.
Got it? Okay. Then everyone turn it sideways, and then we can squeeze a little bit more.
Let me just do one shot. And then we'll take that.
Babe, come out like a V. In other words, shoulder to shoulder, come in closer. And come on out more this way.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming here today.
Consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar are the resolutions 14-137.
Do we need a motion to return to regular order of business?
That's helpful.
Yes.
You have one.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Right.
Return to regular business. I repeat, R 14-137. Be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 14-137, authorizing the county executive to sign the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, AFSCME, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFL-CIO, and its affiliate, Local 1607 Collective Bargaining Agreement.
As per title. Council, have any comments or questions? The floor is now open for a comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please read.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President of the Roll Carville is 13. Yes.
R14-137 is approved. R14-093, Mr. Cartier?
Smiley.
Smiley? Mr. Smiley, I'm sorry.
Yes, President Bullock. I'd make a motion to go out of order to allow 14-093 to stay on the table until later in the budget process.
Is there a second?
Second.
So be it. Thank you, Councilman Smiley.
Thank you, sir.
We'll now move to 14-107. Mr. Weiner.
I ask that resolution 14-107 remain on the table.
So be it. Thank you. R14-107 will remain on the table. R14-108, Mr. Weiner?
I ask that resolution 14-108 remain on the table.
R14-108 will remain tabled. R14-119, I believe, Councilmember Diller.
Yes, I ask that resolution 14-119 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
I second the lifting from the table.
Got to lift it from the table first.
I thought we were doing two phases. We read it in and then move it off the table.
It has to come off the table first.
You read, please.
Resolution 14-119, authorizing the county executive to execute two amendments to the agreements between Newcastle County and the Police Athletic League of Delaware relating to the Hocussin and Garfield Park Police Athletic League facilities.
Councilmember Diller.
I make a motion to lift the resolution from the table.
Second.
Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Everybody lift it. Councilmember Diller.
I think we had a good discussion about this earlier and per title.
Comments or questions from council? Public comment, I'm sorry, Councilmember Street.
But we had the discussion today, and I'm glad that we have a resolution to what was my initial concern, and that was simply that we were not going to continue with the current line of funding with PAL. So I want to say thank you to both my colleagues on council and the administration.
Thank you, Councilmember Street. Any other comments or discussion from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Present the roll Carville is 13. Yes.
R14-119 is approved. We're moving now to ordinances. Ordinance 14-045. I move the ordinance 14-045 be read by title only and placed before this council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14-045, amend the pay plan rates of pay for non-union classified service employees and adopt the class specification of Community Services Finance Officer.
Per title. Are there comments or questions from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Earl Carville's 13, yes.
Ordinance 14-045 is approved. Ordinance 14-046. I move that ordinance 14-046 be read by title only and placed before this council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14-046, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for the Fraternal Order of Police, Newcastle County Lodge Number 5.
As per title, council, do you have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the Roe Carville's 13, yes.
Ordinance 14-046 is approved. Ordinance 14-047, I move that ordinance 14-047 be read by title only and placed before this council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14-047 to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, AFSCME, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFL-CIO, Affiliate Local 1607, and adopt the class specification of Treasury Customer Service Representative.
As per title, Madam Clerk. Council, do you have any comments or questions? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the Roe Carville's 13, yes.
Ordinance 14-047 is approved. Ordinance 14-049, Councilmember Shelton.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like 014-049 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 14-049, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget, appropriate $200,000 from the General Fund Tax Stabilization Reserves to the Department of Special Services to cover the cost of vehicle and facilities maintenance.
Councilmember Shelton.
Yes, Mr. President, we talked about this upstairs, but the funds will be utilized by the Department of Special Services. It's for vehicle maintenance and facilities maintenance, which is $90,000 for materials and supplies, and $110,000 for contractual services, which total $200,000, which will be taken out of the General Fund Tax Stabilization Reserves.
Thank you, Councilmember. Council, do you have any comments or questions? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the Roe Carville's 13, yes.
Ordinance 14-049 is approved. Ordinance 14-050. Councilmember Tackett or Retta, which one?
I'll let Councilman Retta, because he walked it through in the committee meeting.
Councilmember Retta.
Thank you. I'd like to have ordinance 14-050 placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14-050. Amend the grants budget for $250,000 from the General Fund Tax Stabilization Reserves to the Property Maintenance Revolving Fund.
Councilmember Retta.
Thank you. What this is the monies that we bring in from different programs that we have in the county, and this goes into property maintenance of abandoned homes and homes that are in disarray that absentee landlords, such as mortgage or banks and private owners, and we do the maintenance on them for stabilization so we can move forward with the homes.
Thank you, Council. Any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Ms. Miley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 14-050 is approved. Ordinance 14-051, Councilmember Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that ordinance 14-051 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 14-051, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget, increase the FY 2014 appropriation to the Department of Administration, Office of Finance by $200,000 to fund the street light program.
Councilmember Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, the purpose of this legislation is to provide appropriate funding as a result of the Delmarva Power rate increase.
Thank you. Council member comments, questions. Public comments. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 14-051 is approved. Ordinance 14-003, Councilmember Weiner.
I ask that 14-003 remain tabled.
So be it. Ordinance 14-020, Mr. Weiner.
I ask that 14-020 remain tabled.
So be it. Ordinance 14-031, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request the ordinance 14-031 be lifted from the table.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I request that ordinance 14-031 be read by title only.
Second.
Ordinance 14-031, the annual revenue ordinance of Newcastle County for fiscal year 2015, beginning July 1, 2014.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that amendment number 1 to ordinance number 14-031 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Amendment number 1 to ordinance 14031, the annual revenue ordinance of Newcastle County for fiscal year 2015, beginning July 1, 2014.
Mr. Smiley. Yes, Mr. President. Ordinance 14-031 establishes the tax rate for Newcastle County and the light tax, as well as the other fees. There was no property tax increase this year. Amendment number 1 to 14-031 amends this ordinance in order to reflect the Delmarva Power rate increase that came after it was drafted.
Thank you. Comments or questions by council on amendment number 1? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance 14-031.
On the amendment.
Amendment number 1.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 14-031 as amended by number 1 is approved.
The amendment is passed.
It's passed.
Yes. I move that ordinance number 14-031 as amended by amendment number 1 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 14031 is amended by amendment number 1. The annual revenue ordinance in Newcastle County for fiscal year 2015, beginning July 1, 2014.
Mr. Smiley.
As discussed, this establishes the tax rate, tax and others for Newcastle County for FY15.
Council, any comments or questions? Public comment. Close the floor, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll on amendment number 1 to ordinance 14-031. The ordinance is now amended. Yeah.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Amendment to number 1 to ordinance 14-031. Is approved. Ordinance 14-032. The ordinance as amended is approved. Thank you, Council.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Ordinance 14-032, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, trust me, you don't want to do this again, so.
Yeah.
Okay, I would request that ordinance number 14-032 be lifted from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. I request ordinance number 14-032 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Ordinance 14-032, calculation of sewer service charges effective July 1, 2014 for fiscal year 2015.
Mr. Smiley.
As stated in the title, this establishes the Newcastle County sewer rates for FY 2015, and there is no change from the previous fiscal year.
Comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yeah.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call reels 13, yes.
Ordinance 14-032 is approved. Ordinance 14-033, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that ordinance 14-033 be lifted from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request the ordinance 14-033 be read by title only.
Second. Ordinance 14-033, an ordinance authorizing issuance of general obligation bonds in Newcastle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2015 capital budget.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that amendment number 1 to ordinance number 14-033 be read by title only and placed before council.
Amendment number 1 to ordinance 14-033, an ordinance authorizing issuance of general obligation bonds of Newcastle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2015 capital budget.
Comments or questions?
Yes, Mr. President. Amendment number 1 to ordinance number 14-033 reduces the bond authorization from $49,904,000 to $48,625,000 as a result of an adjustment to projects at the Glasgow Regional Park Hermitage being reduced.
Thank you. Council, have any comments or questions on Amendment 1? Public comment on Amendment 1? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call reels 13, yes.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that ordinance 14-033 as amended by amendment number 1 to ordinance number 14-033 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 14-033 as amended by amendment number 1, an ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds of Newcastle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2015 capital budget.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. The projects can be found in the exhibits. The purpose is the maintenance and service of sanitary facilities and stormwater facilities, equipment, parks, information technology, public safety, and community services. Total bond authorization, as we said, has been amended to be $48,625,000. I reminded to council that this is the lone piece of legislation that will take 10 votes to authorize.
Correct. Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Council, you have any comments or questions? Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Prior to voting on this, I just want to thank the administration for the hard work that they've done in working with council on the amendments.
Thank you, Councilmember Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bond program that we're going to undertake going to the bond market, it bears reminding folks that we're able to go as one of 30 counties throughout the United States and borrow money at the lowest possible rates because of our AAA bond rating, and that reflects the good management and stewardship of the taxpayers' funds by the administration and county council. And we're going to do a lot of great work, capital investment, with this
authorization to go to the bond market, and I look forward to it.
Thank you, Councilman McCartier. Any other comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, the floor is now closed, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 14-033 as amended is approved. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Mr. President, I make a motion move to return to regular order of business.
Just a second.
Second.
Shall return now to regular order of business. Thank you, Mr. Smiley.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I would request that resolution R14-093 be read by title only.
Sir. Resolution 14-093, adopting the Newcastle County capital program for fiscal year 2015 through 2020.
Yes, Mr.
Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. I would request that amendment number one, the resolution R14-093, be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Okay. Amendment number one, the resolution number 14-093, adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2015 through 2020.
Yes, Mr. Smiley. Yes, Mr. President. We did the bonding for the capital projects. This is the funding, and this reflects adjustments to resolution 14-093 by reducing the proposed amount for the Glasgow Regional Park Hermitage from in FY15 from $4,833,000 to $3,554,000, FY16 from $3,652,000 to $2,800,000, and FY17 from zero to $1,395,000 to properly reflect the program.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Council, any comments or questions? Public comment? Seeing none. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call reveals 13 yes.
Amendment number one to resolution number 14-093 is passed. Mr. Yes. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that amendment number two to resolution number 14-093 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Amendment number two to resolution 14-093, adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2015 through 2020.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. Amendment number two reduces the FY2017 proposal in the capital project budget for Carousel Park from $1,068,000 to zero.
Council, any comments or questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Roll call bill 13. Yes.
Amendment to number two to resolution number 14-093 is passed.
Yes, Mr. President. I would request the resolution number 14-093 as amended by amendment number one and amendment number two be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 14-093 as amended by amendment number one and amendment number two, adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2015 through 2020.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, as discussed during amendment number one and amendment number two, we've done the bonding. This is the actual programs and the funding list for FY15 capital projects.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Comments from council? Any comments or questions, council? Public comment? Seeing none. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, roll call bill 13, yes.
Amendment 1 and 2 to resolution number 14-093 is approved. The ordinance, I'm sorry.
As amended.
As amended, yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I would request that ordinance number 14-034 be lifted from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I would request that ordinance 14-034 be read by title only and placed before council.
Ordinance 14-034, the capital budget ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Mr. President, I request that amendment number 1 to ordinance number 14-034 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Amendment number 1 to ordinance 14-034, the capital budget ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Mr. President, this ordinance to the capital budget reduces the capital spending from $59,665,000 to $58,386,000 for 48 county projects. Again, this reflects the reduced funding for the Glasgow Regional Park Hermitage.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Council, you have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Ordinance 14-034 as amended by number 1.
Just the amendment.
Just the amendment. Amendment number 1.
Okay.
Approved. Yes.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that ordinance number 14-034, as amended by amendment number 1, be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Ordinance 14-034, as amended by amendment number 1, the capital budget ordinance in Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014.
Yes, Mr.
Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, this ordinance, as we've said, authorized the capital spending for FY15.
Council, have any comments or questions? Public comment. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Ordinance number 14-034 as amended by amendment number 1. Is now passed. Ordinance 14-035, I believe this is Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that ordinance 14-035 be lifted from the tables.
Second.
Comments or questions?
All in favor.
All in favor, I'm sorry.
Aye.
Ayes have it.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that ordinance 14-035 be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Ordinance 14-035, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I would request that amendment number 1 to ordinance number 14-035 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Amendment number 1 to ordinance 14-035, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014.
Yes, Mr. President.
Mr. Smiley?
This amendment amends the FY2015 recommended operating budget for funding to the Department of Public Safety as for the collective bargaining agreement and reflects an increase of $1,242,500 to the operating budget. We're looking at a new position of master corporal. And by the way, that's not the salary for just one officer. So it is, I'm applying.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Council, you have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Amendment number 1 to ordinance number 14-035 is passed. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. Just for the sake of those that may listen to this recording because they have nothing else to do, and so for clarity purposes, there was an amendment number 2. However, that will not be introduced as it will be replaced by amendment number 4.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley?
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Ms. Kilpatrick, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I move that Amendment Number 3 to Ordinance 14035 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Amendment Number 3 to Ordinance 14035, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is an amendment that would deduct from our budget $225,000 that's being proposed to be given to the City of Wilmington Fire Department. While the City of Wilmington is a chartered municipality, they have the ability under that charter to charge a service function fee, which they do for their fire department. Other municipalities that are incorporated within this county understand that they don't have the ability to collect the money for their own fire department and therefore have remained under the volunteer fire companies. I just have a problem and don't believe that it's appropriate that we use funds, tax funds, that we collected from the unincorporated area of Newcastle County. I just don't feel that it's appropriate to give those to the City of Wilmington. Last year we were under the impression, or I was under the impression, that this was a one-time grant to the City of Wilmington for a fire truck. This year there is nothing specific associated with it. It's just a grant going over to the general fund for the fire department, and I find that not to be appropriate and have heard from many constituents who seem to believe the same.
Thank you, Councilmember Kilpatrick. Council, any comments or questions? Councilmember Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would have to disagree with Councilwoman Kilpatrick. The funds that she's referring to were not collected from unincorporated Newcastle County and then given to the City of Wilmington. That is certainly not the case. The fact of the matter is, funding in Newcastle County as it relates to the taxes for all of this jurisdiction is by local service function. The City of Wilmington, the City of Middletown, the City of Newark, they all pay the same local service function. In other words, the City of Wilmington pays as much taxes as the city, as those other two jurisdictions that are also incorporated. The slight difference in the City of Middletown is the fact that they pay less than one penny more in excess value of $100. And for that one penny more, what the City of Middletown receives, they receive dog control, and they also receive the dispatch from the Newcastle County government. So to suggest that somehow unincorporated Newcastle County, Delaware, is paying for public safety for the City of Wilmington is factually incorrect. Just look at the local service function and see what the tax rates are. The fact of the matter is, the City of Middletown has taken unprecedented advantage of annexation over the last decade. They have a footprint that's larger than the City of Wilmington. They continue to expand, and we continue to pay for the fire service for Middletown, for Newark, for Newcastle, and we want to somehow punish the people who live in the City of Wilmington. For whatever reason, I don't understand it, but it's not correct, and I'm not going to support it. Why would we single Wilmington out when, in fact, we have all of these other jurisdictions that are getting the same benefit they have gotten historically? If it's all about giving more money to the volunteer fire service, then do that. There's 27 of them out there. I question, as I did before, the efficiency of the number of fire companies that we have. If a study needs to be done, that is the study that needs to be done. If you go down Kirkwood Highway from Five Points to Mill Creek to Cranston Heights to Belvedere and then go over to Newport and even Ellesmere, there's a plethora of fire companies. They all seem to be very wealthy. If you read the last news article about the volunteer fire service in Newcastle County, Delaware, it's a very telling story. I'm not suggesting that they be punished, but no way should the Wilmington Fire Company be punished. No way should the citizens of Wilmington be punished. In fact, if you were to remove the $225,000 in question and give it to all of them, divided among the all 27, they will all get about $9,000 more with the budgets that they currently have at the benefit of the citizens of the City of Wilmington. It is not correct. It is not fair. And this noose around the City of Wilmington should no longer be tolerated. All of these jurisdictions have the ability
to annex. The city of Wilmington does not have the ability to annex. Newcastle can annex almost at will. Middletown can annex almost at will. Newark can annex almost at will. Everyone knows that in the city of Wilmington, annexation is a no-no. So you have this noose around the city. Now what we're going to do is starve the people of Wilmington of public safety, claiming somehow that the money is coming from unincorporated Newcastle County. That is not the fact. What we have done over the last several years to the city of Wilmington, we have removed some of the services that they were getting because of the local tax function. The primary service that we removed from the city of Wilmington, went back to the state of Delaware, is the Brandywine Park. We no longer do that. We no longer talk about what are we going to do to replace the services that we have removed. But what we do, look at a budget that says that somehow, for whatever reason, the city of Wilmington does not deserve to have the same amount of response in Newcastle County as folk who live in Newark, folk who live in Middletown, folk who live in Newcastle, and folk who live in other incorporated areas of this county, and that is not correct. I do not support it, and I find it hard to believe that most members of council would sit here tonight to vote against this $225,000 to the city of Wilmington for fire protection, not only for people who live in Wilmington, but for the other 150,000 people who visit Wilmington every single business day, come from all walks of this county, to say that this is something going forward. But in fact, we are paying for fire service all over this country, all over this county. And I would be willing to bet that there's more incidents in the city of Wilmington than perhaps it is in some of these fire stations combined that are only blocks away from each other. Within a two or three mile radius, you see all of these fire companies that look like mansions, all new equipment. One fire happens in Newcastle County, and you get four responses. That's how close they are together. You come to Wilmington with the number of incidents in this city that is hurting in so many ways, and the county that this city is sitting in that pays the same taxes as everybody else, and we're going to look at this and say Wilmington doesn't deserve it. If the question is about more money for these other companies that seem to have far more money than what they said to us, when we look at their internal revenue records, it's a shame and a disgrace, and I would take no part in it, and I believe and I hope that most members of council would not support this particular amendment.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Any other comments or questions? Councilmember Street.
Well, per want, I agree with everything Councilman Hollins said. Second, this ain't about $225,000. It's about symbolism and a message. Somehow or another, it's politically expedient to be anti-city. For me, it's deja vu. The very first thing that I said when I got elected in 2004 was, what y'all think because I'm new, that I'm not going to demand that standard protocol be followed. That's not exactly what I said, but the fight was over. The very first fight, the very first night was over, city fire truck. Here it is 9 years later, it's another fight about the fire department. It's not about $225,000. It's about what I resent. I've been on this council 9.5 years, and I have yet to purposely and intentionally raise my hand and say, take something from somebody else's district. Standard operating protocol. Why would I want to disenfranchise another council person in their district? But, you know, I get to be the Rodney Dangerfield of this council. You know, on the one hand, he's going to all of a sudden take this, take that, and impact on the elected official, and to use Councilman Weiner's words, our standard operating protocol. This doesn't follow our standard operating protocol. It's not the first time our standard operating protocol and the due courtesy and respect is to a council person has not been given to me. But I'm not going to cry about it, and I'm not going to beg for it. I'm sick and tired of it. Everybody in the room has somebody in their district who works
parks in the city of Wilmington. And to say that all of a sudden out of $250-some million, the only thing that's important symbolically is this $225,000, and I said it in committee meeting, I said it again, it's the wrong message being sent at the wrong time, and I hope this council doesn't acquiesce and send the wrong message. And there's a void in governance, and I don't know when you heard the breakdown occurred, but once upon a time, we had ongoing leadership meetings. There were meetings with the mayor, the county exec, leadership of city council, leadership of county council, and all of a sudden that broke down, and now we've got these little squabbles. I think it's a shame and disgrace to have this discussion at the 11th hour over a $250 million budget about $225,000. And the inappropriate message is not acceptable to me. It's fundamentally unfair in terms of staying the protocol, and in order to stop cursing, in order to avoid cursing, I'm going to shut up.
Thank you, Councilmember Street. Any other comments or questions? Yeah. Councilmember Sheldon, Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Yeah, I hear the two county councilmen, which I've always supported. The city of Wilmington's fire companies have been very good to me. I just have to say for this fact that I was at the same meetings our district's back up as Councilwoman Kilpatrick is, and this question was asked at two different meetings. She, I don't think, has any intentions of hurting the city of Wilmington, but we never got an answer back at the finance meeting. I think it was 2 weeks ago when I asked a question about Middletown, Newark, their service fees in Wilmington, and then we said, well, let's, I think it was Councilman Powers asked, let's get them for every incorporated area. And we didn't get the answer back. So we have to take what's into consideration for our constituents, and we asked where this money was going to, and we haven't heard it. I actually learned a little bit tonight from Councilman Hollins, which I've done before, but he's giving me some answers, but I'm telling you, honest with you, he gave me more answers than what I asked for 2 weeks ago, and I'm still waiting. So this is why this was brought up. I know Councilwoman Kilpatrick has no means to go against the city. We do have to answer to our constituents, though, and this is why she put it on the board. But those are legitimate questions that were asked to us, and I had no answer.
Councilmember Kilpatrick and Councilmember Hollins.
Thank you. This isn't about the city of Middletown or the volunteer fire companies or the annexation. It's purely that last year we gave $225,000 because there was a need with Wilmington to buy a fire truck, and the county executive agreed that he would give $225,000 towards that. I have been given no reason, nor have my constituents, as to why that $225,000 is needed this year. If it's going into the general fund, our understanding is that the public safety within the city of Wilmington is flush. They've passed their budget, they understand what they need, and they've got that money. So to just give another $225,000, whether it be to anybody that's a chartered municipality that has taken on the responsibility to run a certain department. When you get a charter, you prove that you can run certain departments, and then you tax for those departments. Every other municipality has said, we know we cannot do it with the tax base that we have, and they have stayed with the volunteer companies. Do we give volunteer company money? Yes, absolutely we do, but they also fundraise on their own to help balance their budget.
Thank you. Councilmember Hollins.
Now, I think it would be a shame and a disgrace to penalize Wilmington for having taxes going to the fire service in the city of Wilmington. The fact of the matter is, all of the fire companies have paid personnel on board. They have the same type of personnel that we have in the fire service in Wilmington with the same benefits. So there's no difference here. The fact of the matter is, if you want to say that you're not treating Wilmington differently, then I would like to know the explanation. If there's some confusion about the local tax service function, we have our most recent finance director sitting in the office who can explain that to council members who are not familiar with it. It's been the same local tax service
for the whole time I've been on the county council, so it's nothing new about this. It's not a whole new idea of what the local tax service function really is. We have the person sitting right here in the audience that can come forward and explain to those county council members who don't know what the local service function is, and that'll be clear. It's not coming from me. It's coming from the man who's been the director of finance. The local service function for Newark, for Wilmington, is the same to the penny. Middletown is less than a penny more for $100 of excess value, and they get more. The fact of the matter is, as Middletown, you can say it's not about Middletown, but Middletown, it's about the fire service is what it's really about. And I'm making a comparison. If you have a city in Newcastle County, it's expanding exponentially because they have the ability to annex. They're also going to have more fire service when they annex. They're going to look to the Newcastle County to provide for that fire service. Why should we not provide to the same level that we're providing to these other jurisdictions? That is the fundamental difference that makes it very unfair. You can't say we're not against Wilmington, then what is it? If we're also talking about giving more money to these other fire companies without even asking any of the questions, not even the questions about being efficient at all, when you see all these mansions that we call fire stations up and down Kirkwood Highway, and you see all the apparatus that they have, and what I told, they really don't share that apparatus, and we don't have any questions whatsoever. Even in this budget, there's a 10% increase to that fire service that no one has questioned whatsoever. But when it comes to Wilmington, $225,000 to Wilmington becomes a target. And take that $225,000 from Wilmington, if that's the idea, and give it to these other 27 companies and give them $9,000 more per year at the benefit of the people who live in the city of Wilmington who pay the same taxes is wrong and discriminatory.
Thank you. Councilmember Street, do you have a comment or question?
In responding remarks, and I'm not going to curse Mr. President as bad as I want to, it was said that this was an anti-city. Yes, it is. It's anti-city, and it was said in the initial committee meeting and said again today. Okay, by inference and innuendo, the statements are questioning the integrity, the competence, and the willingness of the city administration, the city. What this is yet another warning shot that we're going to get together and we're going to go to the metropolitan government. It's not about $225,000. It's a message, okay? It's politics at its finest in the middle of election year. Well, once again, consistent with what I said this afternoon in finance committee meeting, I don't appreciate folks playing political football with the power center in my district, and I don't appreciate folks playing political football with the fire department that I represent half of them in the city of Wilmington. I have never, nor do I intend to, reach my hand up and say, take something out of somebody else's district, and I just can't sit here and say, y'all just take what you want from my district, it doesn't matter. It does matter. The message is wrong. It's political as something. Never mind. I better honor my commitment. Mm-hmm. Defer to my colleague.
Thank you. Councilmember Hollins, then Councilmember Baird, then Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to ask for the floor to Mr. Ed Milowicki to explain local service function to members of council who may not get it, what it really means, and how Wilmington is duplicative of Newark and pretty much mirrors Middletown. Newcastle is very close, and we're paying for the service that we receive. It's Wilmington is paying this amount of money and getting no service, and other jurisdictions are. That is fundamentally unfair. It's not the same treatment, no matter how you try to couch it. So, Mr. Milowicki, if you would come forward, please.
Mr. Milowicki, please take, not the stand, but please come take the podium.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I didn't notice that our finance director, Mr. Mike Cooper, is here. He may want to take the question, but I had talked to Ed about this numbers of times before.
Ed Milowicki from the budget office. There are two tax rates by state code, the local service function tax rate and the general GOB, general operating budget tax rate. Any municipality with certain functions listed under the local service function, and any municipality that provides that function gets a tax credit. They do not pay for that in their tax rate. The list of those are local parks, advanced planning, planning services, code enforcement, building inspection, recreation, housing, police operations, dog control, 911, communications, and fire protection. So any municipality that provides those services through their own budget do not pay that part of the county tax rate. That's the local service function budget, consisting of all those items. And then there's a GOB rate that includes all our functions, for example, libraries, paramedics, regional parks, fire and ambulance dispatch. Those are the GOB budget. Combined together, they make one county tax rate that we bill out.
How does the local service function in Wilmington compare to the local service function in Middletown, in Newark, in Newcastle?
As far as the rates go, Middletown pays slightly more for their tax rate because it incorporates, as you mentioned earlier, the police dispatch and also the dog control.
Is it correct that they pay less than one penny more?
That is correct, yes.
And Newark and Middletown, Newark and Wilmington pays the exact same amount of local tax, sir?
That is correct. They do pay.
So there is no difference in terms of somebody in Newark paying any more money than anybody in Wilmington. And somebody in Middletown pays less than a penny more because they're getting dog control as well as they're getting the police dispatch.
That is correct.
And that's what they're paying. They get that much more for their service for a penny more, less than a penny more. And we're going to say that somehow Wilmington is getting over, that we're doing Wilmington a favor, but Wilmington is not deserving. When we have a budget here with 10% overall increase for the other fire service, there is no question about that 10%. Was any poll taken by anybody in any jurisdiction about that 10%? Or was the poll only taken on the money that's going to Wilmington? And if so, why wasn't a poll taken about the 10% to the other fire companies? Thank you, Mr. Miller.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Councilmember Bell and Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Turn the mic, yeah.
Is the mic on? Yes.
Now it is. You know, I can sit here as a councilman, and I can listen to deliberations, I can listen to different points, but I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here as a councilman and listen to information being provided that is just not factually so. We always hear, how dare somebody question the integrity? How dare this? How dare that? We ought to be ashamed. Well, I'm not ashamed of our volunteer fire service, fire rescue and ambulance services in this county. And to hear a fellow councilman say that they don't share their equipment, he's not presenting facts. In a meeting the other day, you can call me Filibuster Bill, you can call me anything you want, but I tried to give an overview of our volunteer fire rescue and emergency medical services in this county. Our 21 volunteer fire departments, 30 stations, respond 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, together on all structure alarms in this county. They have an on-the-road dispatch policy that no matter what ambulance it is, where it is, if it's closer to the scene and available, and it's in the interest of life safety. Example, Brandywine 100 returning from Christiana Hospital. 1 o'clock in the morning, a toll collector collapses at the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Brandywine 100, if they're on 95, they're going to be sent. An apparatus out of Cranston Heights Fire Company at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning are returning from an automobile fire, and there's a structural fire in Belvedere, that apparatus is automatically dispatched. So to sit here and listen to someone try to portray one of the best fire services anywhere in this country. I'll put them up against the best. They volunteer their time. They go to school. They're away from their families. I said it the other day. You've got grandparents, fathers, sons, now even daughters and wives that volunteer their time to serve others. And to sit here and listen that they don't share, they don't respond together, that is wrong. They respond together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'll hold the rest of the comments because I want to hear some of the other deliberations. But what we don't talk about is the city is fortunate. It's fortunate in an economic time when they're able to be funded by our city council $25 million a year to operate the five stations within the city of Wilmington. And so, you know, I look at that and I say, I understand folks being adamant about fighting for something they believe. I was always told that the local service function fee in the city, that they do not pay a local service function fee for fire protection. This isn't against firefighters. And I have to respect the fact that Councilwoman Kilpatrick brought this forward, but I am not going to sit here. I've got 48 years in the volunteer fire service, and I'm proud of my career in the volunteer fire service, and my family's proud. We have the president and past president of the association here tonight, Danny Burris, the current president, from Volunteer Hose of Middletown. Danny Carrier is here tonight from Hokesson Fire Company. Harry Warner from Tallagoil Fire Company, who sits on our Fire Ambulance Advisory Board. These folks volunteer their time. Folks volunteer day after day, night after night. They're away from their families. They give and serve others. So to try to portray that these folks don't share, don't work together, I'm not going to sit here and tolerate that. The apparatus in these stations run, and they respond, and they assist, and they work together to serve the people of this county, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
I defer, thank
you. Defer. Any other comments, Mr. Hotlands?
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate the comments from Councilman Bell, and I know how passionate he is about the fire service, and I've known him for years to be just that. I'm equally as passionate about fairness and that the city of Wilmington and other minorities get equal opportunity here in this government and beyond. The fact of the matter is, I don't know for certain, but I did make that comment about sharing of equipment. A lot of this is information that folk have given to me, including some people in some very high places, and it may not be correct. It's also incorrect that the city of Wilmington is benefiting from taxes that's paid by unincorporated areas. It's also incorrect that the city of Wilmington is flush with cash, when in fact the city of Wilmington is facing a property tax increase as well as a sewer increase. So that's also incorrect. I have no qualms with Council Member Kilpatrick bringing forward this amendment, but it's my role here representing the city of Wilmington to argue vigorously against what I believe to be unfair and unjust. I'm not suggesting at all that the other volunteer fire companies throughout Newcastle County are doing a bad job whatsoever, but this is coming down to us versus them. The same thing I said last year, didn't think I would have to repeat it again this year. Why is Wilmington singled out? Why is Wilmington being treated differently? And therefore, it comes into the fold of all of the fire service throughout Newcastle County. That is the genesis of my argument. How do you set comfortably with funding all of the other fire services without question, and then when it comes to Wilmington, all of the questions involved is somehow we're doing something wrong and Wilmington is not deserving? That is the issue around this whole thing. Why in the second year consecutively that the money for Wilmington has to be taken out of the budget, and we go through this process year after year that Wilmington is not deserving? We shouldn't give it to Wilmington because it's somebody else's money. Wilmington doesn't deserve it because they are flush with money. If that is the criteria, then I guess some of the other fire companies that are so well off don't deserve it. That's not the issue here. The issue here is all about fairness. Treat Wilmington like you treat other incorporated areas that are benefiting from this county coffers to help them with their fire service. It's true and it's pure and simple. It doesn't go beyond that.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Any other Councilmember Cartier, Councilmember Doyle, and Councilmember Street?
I think Councilman Hollins brings some great points to the table. I believe that we should have fairness regarding our municipalities and their rights of annexation. Why should the town of Bellefonte have greater annexation rights than the city of Wilmington? But the thing I'd like to point out about that, that wasn't created by Newcastle County government. That is, in fact, a state law. And, you know, at some point, to aid the sustainability of the city financially, we probably should look at that issue, because I do believe it's unfair and biased that Wilmington operates in a straitjacket. He's absolutely right about that. Let's take that one on. Let's see some political courage around that issue. I can tell you, I'll be with you on that issue, because, in fact, the annexation rules regarding the city are unfair. Okay? The other thing I'd just like to point out in regards to the volunteer fire service, on our resolutions this evening, we have honorees from Brandywine 100 Fire Company with over 200 years of service. They are all volunteers. Where we have paid staff in our volunteer fire companies is in the EMS. It's the ambulance service, which is required by state law to run 24/7. And it's that unfunded or partially funded mandate that's causing the crisis in the volunteer fire service, that causes them to rob Peter to pay Paul, that causes them to come to the political representation at this council and the administration to ask for further support. That's why we have the amendment with 10% increased funding for the volunteer fire service. You know, these are very divisive issues. I'm not comfortable being in this divisive place. But, you know, fairness is a good question and a good thing to respond to, and I think I've responded to it from a point of political courage, that I opened the door to my fellow members of council who are in that situation to address that in the future.
Thank you. We'll hear from Councilmember Bell, Councilmember Street, and hopefully after that we can move to vote on this amendment.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, Mr. Bell.
Something that I think needs to be clarified here is that 13 members of council, we all represent this entire county. I have not heard, and I don't speak on behalf of the fire service, but I certainly have listened to our volunteer fire service, and I have not heard President Burris or President Carrier or Harry Warner from the Fire Names Advisory Board, and for all that matters, I have not heard the volunteer fire service ask that money be taken away from another fire department. So I want that on the record of this council. If there's question or debate as to local service function fees and how things are funded, it's probably a healthy debate. But at the same time, for the record, and they're here, and if I'm wrong, correct me, but I don't think, as long as I've been involved, that the volunteer fire service has ever asked or sent any document to this council or to this government asking that money be taken away from the Wilmington Fire Department.
Thank you. Councilmember Street, then Councilmember Weiner.
So then the critical question becomes, if you're going to take the 225, what happens to it? That's number one. Number two, it's a dangerous game folks are playing here. And again, it's not about $225,000. It's about symbolism and a message. And given some of the things that have transpired this year, being the co-chair of public safety, I've done everything I could not to be inflammatory, not to make potentially bad situations worse. But right now, we are on the brink of crossing the line and getting ready to have a multi-million dollar argument about $225,000 that this sends clearly an inappropriately divisive message. And
those outside looking in who are going to want to misinterpret this debate and say what they want to say and respond to it, it is going to be about us and them. And as government, so-called government leaders, we have responsibility to work together as opposed to creating divisiveness in a greater community. And that's what I'm fearing is going to happen if we continue down this road, which I think is counterproductive at best.
Councilmember Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. President. By state constitution, I vote last because of my name. A lot of times then it appears that I'm measuring the votes as to how I'm going to vote. So I want to declare my vote right now. We are all citizens of metropolitan Wilmington. We are only as strong as our weakest link. I'm going to be supporting this amendment, and if I'm the only third member that supports it, so be it. Last year I was the seventh in deciding vote. I don't know if there's votes to support it, but I'm going to be one of them. I'm going to support the city of Wilmington, and I'll be voting against this amendment.
Are there any more comments,
Council? I'm just confused, Mr. President, by Councilman Weiner's statement.
Mr. Weiner, you say you would not support this amendment.
I will not support this amendment. I'll be supporting the citizens of the city of Wilmington. I am a citizen of the city of Wilmington, of metropolitan Wilmington. I'll be supporting the city of Wilmington and voting against this amendment.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. Public comment. Please come to the podium. Announce your name, please. And position. Here's some static.
Good evening. My name is Anthony Goodad. I'm the chief of the Wilmington Fire Department. I come before you tonight. You know, actually, to be honest with you, I'm a little bit nervous coming up here tonight. And usually that's not the case. I appreciate everyone's lively debate and what's going on with the $225,000 that we usually receive or we received last year and we will hopefully continue to receive this fiscal year. I wanted to clarify some of the issues that I heard here tonight. One is that the $225,000, I implore you to please give it to us. We actually need it. It supports our daily operations. And one of those daily operations in which it does support is taking and serving mutual aid responses to all of Newcastle County. If you've noticed recently in the newspapers about the bees that were working out on I-95 and the companies that were servicing there, Five Points, Ellesmere, all the areas around the city of Wilmington, we had mutual aid agreements where we've been responding out. That was what we told you we would do last year when we received the money, as well as taking supply equipment for our apparatus, equipment for our medical units, so they can be able to provide citizens that come into the city of Wilmington and go out of the city of Wilmington in areas of Newcastle County, visitors that come through. And we're all Newcastle County residents. I can't do anything more than appreciate everyone's debate. Councilman Kilpatrick, everyone has their reasons for bringing amendments on the floor. I can't do nothing but support you for doing your job. That's what we're supposed to do here. But in my role as the chief of fire, it is my duty to implore you, ask you, beg you, that you continue this funding to come into the city of Wilmington as it does support and is much, much needed to help us with our daily operations and serving not only the Newcastle County residents, visitors, and all those who participate in activities here in the city of Wilmington, but around the outskirts of the city of Wilmington. So I implore you, I ask you, please, support me.
Thank you, Chief Good. Any other public comment? I just wanted to note, I was going to question his not signing in, but he looked a little taller than usual tonight, so I'll let him go. Smart man.
Okay. Good evening, Mr. President and members of council.
Yes.
I'm here on my own behalf as a resident of the city of Wilmington.
And your name?
My name is Samuel Guy. And what I want to share with you and all of your colleagues is I'm not going to talk about anybody's intentions, because each of you know your own intention. What I'm going to talk to you about is as a resident of the city of Wilmington, I can tell you that what you do tonight with respect to $250,000 for fire services in the area of the city of Wilmington is going to send a tremendously loud and substantial message to a lot of people. In Sussex County, within the last 10 days, there were some members of Sussex County Council who sent some loud messages throughout Sussex County that resonated throughout the country in what they said in their message and communication. And what I want you to truly understand is no matter what your intentions are, you can't change the factual circumstances of what is potentially about to take place. Because in Newcastle County, this county is cut up into fire service districts, if you will. And Wilmington is only one of many fire service districts. So it covers a specific municipality. The rest of them cover, some of them cover municipalities, some cover unincorporated areas, some cover both. All of the people who participate with respect to those entities provide fire service. And so there's some money that the county is going to distribute to people who provide fire service. Whether you have a, whether some people choose to have a full-time fire department where everybody's paid, whether some people decide to have a model where everybody's volunteer, or whether some people choose to have a model where some things are paid for with volunteers and some aren't, the county has decided to give out some money and to not give any to one area sends a message that I hope you understand.
Thank you, Mr. Guy. Mr. Councilmember Smiley, Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Yes, Mr. President. I had no intentions of speaking on this, but thank you, Mr. Guy. I'm going to. I resent comments in this budget process and what we're doing being compared anywhere near to what's taking place in Sussex County. I resent it strongly. I disagree with your comments. And if it's an attempt at intimidation, let me tell you, it doesn't work. I really resent your comments here tonight, and I'm going to resent them tomorrow morning as well. But understand this. I need to make it clear, as Councilman Ryan was, but me for a different reason. I walked in this chamber not supporting this amendment. I had my reasons last year. I don't have them same those same reasons this year. I walked in here supporting this, not supporting this amendment. I'm not going to support it now. But I don't want a damn soul in the city of Wilmington to think that I'm not supporting it because of anything Mr. Guy just said. That's it.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. During this entire budget process, I have had four or five things that I took issue with in this budget between the capital and the operating. This is one of them. I spoke against this last year. I'm speaking against it this year. It has nothing to do with it being the city of Wilmington per se. It has to do with service function fees that, as Mr. Milowicki said, it doesn't really matter what money you get from Newcastle County. When you take on a function, you say to the other government, that you say to the state who gave you the charter, we can do this on our own. We do not need to rely on another government. And then because of that, you get to charge a fee to your residents within your tax base for that function. The unincorporated people are not charged that fee to support the city of Wilmington. The city of Wilmington people are. I have family that lives in the city of Wilmington. They are charged the fee to support their fire company. And as with Councilman Smiley, I am saddened to think that anything that has to do with this, because it didn't have to do with what I got deducted from Carousel, it didn't have to do with what I got deducted from Glasgow Regional, but because something went on in Sussex County that was outrageous, and I can tell you from years of knowledge of these two council people, this is not the first time. They have taken on every social issue when I worked for the state in the General Assembly. They have been hauled into offices, my husband's being one of them, in order to try to talk some sense into them because of the idiotic things that come out of their mouths. This has nothing to do with that. This has to do with reducing the budget in areas that I do not feel that it was appropriate to place money, period.
Thank you. We've had a healthy debate. We've heard from the public. I want to call for the vote now on amendment number 3 to ordinance 14-03. Is it 3 or 4?
3.
3. It's 3. I repeat, amendment number 3 to ordinance 14-035. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell.
No.
Mr. Bullock.
No.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
No.
Mr. Retta.
No.
Mr. Sheldon.
No.
Mr. Smiley.
No.
Mr. Street.
No.
Mr. Tackett.
No.
Mr. Weiner.
No.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 10 no, 3 yes.
Amendment number 3 to ordinance 14-035
fails.
Excuse me?
Fails, right?
Fails, yes. Thank you. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I request that amendment number 4 to ordinance number 14-035 be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Amendment number 4 to ordinance 14-035, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Mr. President, this increases the grant funds being provided to the volunteer fire services. However, the increase is earmarked towards the ambulance service.
Council, any comments or questions?
Mr. President.
Yes. Mr. Bell.
Thank you. First and foremost, I want to thank Councilman Smiley, Councilman Cartier, as our finance chairs, working along with our administration, our fire service, and I'd like to think that we were all a part of that. But what this grant, this increase in grant and aid does,
mm-hmm.
is that each one of the companies, the 21 volunteer fire companies that provide fire rescue, and this is will go towards the emergency medical service portion category, will see an increase of $17,080 with that 10% increase. I know that the volunteer fire service will appreciate the assistance. There's some other things that Councilman Smiley and I will be working on in the future with the council. And there's a number of things that are being discussed on a state level. Some may help. Some may not be able to be accomplished. But like I said, I want to thank the administration, thank fellow members of council. And the one thing that I will make mention, and that is the fact, if you look at the fiscal note says and said all along that the funding will be provided through an increase in FY 2015 general fund revenue estimates. So that funding, the administration has identified, finance department has identified, and once again, I thank Councilman Smiley.
Thank you, Councilmember Bell. Any other comments or questions from council? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
No.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 no.
Amendment number 4 to ordinance 14-035 passes. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I would request that ordinance number 14-035, as amended by amendment number 1 and amendment number 4, be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 14-035 as amended by amendments number 1 and 4. Adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014.
Mr. Smiley?
As per title, this is our operating budget. This is our last piece of budget legislation and legislation as a whole for the evening, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Counsel, you have any comments or questions? Public comment. Mr. Weiner, you want to say anything? Look like you're ready to talk.
I'm ready to support this.
All right. Hear no public comment. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta.
Yes.
Mr. Shelton.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call is 13. Yes.
Amendments 1 and 4, Ordinance 14-035 passes. Do we have anything on the item J?
Already done.
Very good, J. Anything on item K? Anything on the public? We have several. Councilmember Smiley, Councilmember Cartier.
I just want to thank the administration, and in specific, I want to thank my fellow members of council for the cooperation during this budget process. I have to say, I believe this was one of the best budget processes since I've been here, for everyone working together to remain on topic for the discussions, and I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Mr. Cartier?
Yes, I'd just like to comment that, you know, the fact that we got here tonight and were able to get this budget vote completed with a certain amount of discussion, nevertheless, it went very smoothly, reflects on all the hard work put in by County Council and the administration to develop a very comprehensive, sustainable budget for this county to serve our citizens and residents. And I also want to just also tip my hat to Councilman Smiley. He had a hard night here, a lot of work on the floor managing all this, and he did a great job, and he does a great job as our senior chair of finance.
I also want to
senior?
Thank, huh?
Senior?
Senior.
Okay, older.
You all can talk about that after we close, but I want to thank the administration, specifically Mr. McDonald, Mr. Coop, for reaching out early in the process to our finance chairs, Mr. Smiley, Mr. Cartier. You all did a great job in leading us through this difficult process, and tonight was democracy at its best. Thank you. Is there a motion, Mr. Smiley?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Good night.